Sunday night, Orla Beis Tammuz, Dvar Halach and Chodesh Halvavus. So we learned between Hamotzi and eating, you're not allowed to, for sure you're not allowed to talk, and for sure you can't be Mesiach Das, and you can't even do things like fold a napkin, pour a drink, or so it might not sound so nogeya, but first of all it's very nogeya. The people who said Amen to your bracha, and they're waiting to be passed the challah. And also it certainly instructs, if you make hamotzi for others, you first cut off a piece and eat it, and then pass the challah to them. Because passing the challah to them is something that certainly l'chatchila you're not supposed to do. It's being mesasik in something that's not nogeya your achila. You can dip the challah in the salt, the chulu, but to pass it to others, so you really should cut the challah, eat it yourself, and then pass it to the others. And they have to sit there and concentrate and focus, and they can't do also pour a drink or make signs or pass something to someone. You can't be mafsik until you eat. Eating in halacha is called swallowing. That's the pashtus. We'll see tomorrow night about b'diebet. It doesn't mean putting it in your mouth or even tasting it. We'll see about that b'diebet. But it means swallowing. So till you swallow, you can't talk. The Mishnah Berurah says he prefers you swallow a kazayas first, but tov to eat a kazayas first, and you can get by with even the smallest amount, but you have to swallow it. You don't make a bracha if you don't swallow something. And here also, anything would be a hefsek until you actually swallow. Okay, Chayvus Halvavus, our precious Perek Beis we're up to. We talked in Perek Aleph about the precious that the whole world has to exhibit, and its necessity, and why Hashem did it. And now it's Omar Asher Lahagdoros HaPrishus HaYehudis. HaYehudis, sorry, glasses are dirty. HaYehudis, the special precious that's necessary for Yehuda, the Jews. Special precious, far and beyond what the rest of the world has to do. V'hatzorech l'bali ha-Torah l'shtamesh ba. So he will be discussing what it is, why it's necessary, why it's important, how to do it, etc. But first he has to define it. Different opinions of what exactly is this higher form of precious. Echad mehem omer, some say, and he doesn't give his opinion now about what everybody holds, but then at the end he says what he holds. Ha-precious is azivas kol moshe matrid me-Hashem. Anything that pulls you away from Hashem, even if it's not osur, even if it seems like maybe innocuous, but anything that pulls you away from Hashem, you stay away from. That's precious. V'amar acher, someone else says, ha-precious me'isus ha-olam v'tzimtzum ha-ma'avoyim, being kaivish yataivus. Obviously the purpose is to get closer to Hashem, but in a more direct way, precious would be cutting out anything, all your taivas, being kovish your taivas. Bamar acher, someone else says, apricious menuchas hanefesh. Precious means just, you're not searching for things, you're not looking for things, you're not looking to fill your desires, you're calm in that sense. Menuchas hanefesh v'chasimus teshukol seho mikol ma shehi ninochaba. Anything that it would interfere with your menuchas hanefesh, because you desire something and you're aiming to get it, so that would be precious. You focused on the menuchas hanefesh, he says. V'amar acher, someone else says, precious habitachon b'shem Yisro Mavisadar. That really the Baal Bitachon would practice precious the best, because he's happy with whatever Hashem sends him, and he's not looking for anything more. And that's the precious we're looking for. V'amar acher ha-precious ma-shem-argiya, the bare minimum. Ma-shem-argiya sar-ovo, make sure you don't starve to death. U-mechase sa-ma-rumim, you cover your body, the clothing, the bare basics. U-me-isos kol-shez-ul-oso, and you want nothing to do with anything beyond that. That would probably be like the barest minimum. You don't want anything to do with people. I like that. And you just want to be a hermit. You just want to go away. And not have, that's what precious is. Staying away from people. People are trouble. Others say, someone else says, I'm precious. There's a sort of like the bitachon thing, I guess. You thank Hashem for whatever comes your way. And you sovel what's not so good that comes your way. And you don't look for anything more other than what Hashem sends your way. But Marachar HaPrishus Menias HaNefesh Mikol Oneg B'Hanoa Gufnis Menias HaNefesh Mikol Oneg B'Hanoa Gufnis keeping pleasures at a minimum and Prat L'Teva HaChrechi B'Levad. This is a little more expansive than the previous ones, but it's also only doing things that you need, nothing just for the sake of pleasure. And that's, he's going to say, that makes the most sense then. That seems to be the more logical goal that the Torah wants us to ultimately accomplish. It's at the end of a long climb. Not going to do it right away. But not to do things l'shem pleasure, but to do things that you need, not just things that you want or things that are pleasurable. Okay.